frail. Where's it going? Well, he reminds us to listen confidently because of the inevitable outcome. Because of the inevitable outcome. Verse 30, he said, "How shall we picture the kingdom of God? Or by what parable shall we present it?" Now, looking at the end of it, what's it going to be like? How do we describe the final outcome? What should these disciples and apostles there in Galilee with him struggling with the issues that they were facing, how should they understand, how should they look into the future and get a picture of what might happen? It all seemed so frail, so small. And he gives a simple illustration. Well, it's like a mustard seed, which when sown on the soil, though it is smaller than all the seeds that are upon the soil, yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and forms large branches so that the birds of the air can nest under its shade. Everybody would understand that. The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed that turns into a mustard tree. Now, a mustard seed was the smallest seed that they used in their farming. It wasn't the actual smallest seed on the planet, but it was proverbial for something small to them because it was the one they were familiar with. It's Matthew 17:20, Jesus said, if you had the faith of a grain of mustard seed, so forth. So that was their proverbial expression for something very small, and it was the size of a grain of sand. But proportionately, there was nothing that they planted that started that small and became so large. A mustard bush would be up to 15 feet high and 6 feet in diameter. A massive thing to come out of a seed the size of a grain of sand. And what our Lord is saying to them is obvious. There's no explanation here. The small beginnings, guys, do not give you any indication of where this is going. How many multiples of the size of the seed, the grain of sand, would be contained in the 15 feet and the 6 feet? And the circumference, even vast. How many little grains of sand? There would be millions and millions of them. And so the proportions are stunning and staggering. And so we listen to the Word of God obediently. We listen appreciatively. We listen humbly. Folks, we listen confidently. They didn't see what we've seen. We've seen the kingdom expand, haven't we? We've seen it go to the ends of the earth. This is marvelous. The whole thing to them seemed so tiny, so microscopic. Where was it ever going to go? And they knew that the leaders of Israel and the people, for the most part, had rejected Jesus. It just wasn't really very hopeful. They might have been much more comfortable if Jesus had said to them, just go everywhere and pronounce damnation on everybody. But you're just telling us we don't do that, and you're telling us